16th of February 2021. My name is Levi and this is Backquote episode number 67. Our topic today is fair use. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Fair use is a doctrine in United States copyright law that allows limited use of copyrighted material without the permission of the copyright holder. Fair use adheres to the principle that a use permitted by copyright law could otherwise violate copyright law. Generally, the use of copyrighted material by others without permission from the copyright holder is subject to a four-factor balancing test, which is influenced by two factors: the content of the material, its use, and the rights of others. The four factors and the balancing tests provided for by copyright law apply to all copyrighted works that are appropriated, reproduced, distributed, or appropriated by others other than themselves. Unauthorized use of a copyrighted work is usually a copyright infringement and may result in civil or criminal penalties under federal law. The doctrine of fair use discussed in the following section is an exception to the four-factor weighing test and civil and criminal law. The current Copyright Act dates from 1978, but copyright is an old doctrine that has its roots in Elizabethan England. It dates back to the first copyright law in the United States, the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution of 1776. The legal wording is intended to uphold the fair use doctrine, which has long been recognized by the courts. Fair use reconciles the copyright law with the First Amendment by the idea of the above-mentioned dichotomy. Many educators interpret fair use as the right to use copyrighted material for educational purposes, even if it is limited to teaching purposes. The law provides that the use of copyrighted materials, including books, films, television shows, films, music, and other media, does not constitute a violation of copyright. The Copyright Act contains many exceptions and restrictions that permit the use of these works with the consent of the author, in particular fair use. If your use of these materials falls under the doctrine of fair use, you must obtain permission to use the copyrighted material. Create a plan for using copyrighted materials and ask permission if in doubt. It is the policy of Carnegie Mellon University that all members of the university community must comply with the 1923 U.S. Copyright Act and its fair use restrictions. All materials published since 1923 may be used freely by anyone, regardless of age, gender, race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity. If a proposed use is not permitted by a license or is not covered by any of the specific exceptions, it may be permitted under the codified fair use doctrine. Fair use is a provision of the Copyright Act that allows copyrighted works of others to make and distribute copies of copyrighted material without permission. Under the exceptions and limitations set forth in Copyright Act, you may not use a copyrighted work or copy of a copyrighted work without the permission of that copyright holder. Fair use has been the subject of much discussion and discussion among copyright experts and copyright lawyers. If you consider your use to be unfair, you are infringing the rights of the author and may be held liable for damages under the law. In a general sense, the use of copyrighted material, as the court considers appropriate to comment or criticize such copyrighted works, is not to be understood as a hard and quick rule. The author cannot revoke your right to fair use of a work by means of a non-binding disclaimer or a notification. Even if a copyright holder does not agree with your interpretation of fair use, you must strictly observe these factors and settle the dispute through litigation or payment of royalties. The practical effect of the fair use doctrine is that the use of copyrighted works is not considered an infringement. You can quote from a copyrighted work, for example, to criticize it or teach it to your students, but this is considered fair use in this case. Educators often cite the exclusion of fair use in copyright laws as a means of providing material to students who cannot use the material effectively because of the pressure, but the case is not so clear. You will have a teacher who will print a few copies of a poem as an illustrative technique. The term exclusion is used in connection with the elements on which the materials are based, and you should understand the four elements of fair use, including the use of images, text, audio, video, or other materials, before the restrictions apply to your use. The law, in conjunction with the application of fair use, makes it clear that many requirements must be met. Rights holders and users of copyrighted material do not always agree on whether a use is fair, and there may be conflicts. In a non-commercial environment, such as criticism or comments, material is used for non-profit educational purposes or distance learning. This is generally preferred in a fair use analysis, but a particular use could be challenged by a copyright holder. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.